We'll be live from the Merrion Hotel later, looking at Irish film ahead of this weekend's Dublin International Film Festival. What we're starting not far away, also in the city centre, in Temple Bar, Cope Street, where a man was attacked early on Wednesday morning by two men, hit a number of times with his own e-scooter after it was taken from him. He was discovered unconscious, brought to Beaumont Hospital and is in a critical condition. Garthy haven't been able to talk to him. Don't know who he is, but say he has a tattoo on his right arm of a blue and white flag and the words Ceolas Baha. Stephen Kennedy is here with us. He's chair of the Aston Quay and Temple Bar Business and Residence Alliance and owner of Copper and Straw there. Stephen, thank you very much for coming into us.
Good morning, Gavin.
What more do you know about what happened on Wednesday?
I don't know too much. It's pretty much what you announced on the headlines there. So it seems to have been a particularly savage and brutal attack in the early hours of Thursday morning. And I guess the first thing that I want to say is that I'm really shocked to hear about the attack. Like, it's very sad, it's very tragic, it's horrific. And my thoughts, of course, are with this individual. And I hope that he can make a recovery from his injuries.
Yeah, it's an awful thing to happen to anyone. And for those living and working in the area, day to day, how safe is where you're working now?
Well, if you'd asked me a little over 3 years ago when I first opened my shop on Aston Quay, I have two shops in the city centre. One is on Aaron Quay, just beside the forecourts, and the other is on Aston Quay, which is the corner of Temple Bar. And certainly 3 years ago, the situation was particularly challenging. So almost on an hourly basis, we were reporting issues to the guards, drug dealing, drug use, all of the associated antisocial behaviour that goes along with that. Certainly in the last 12 to 14 months, we have seen a very significant improvement.
Oh, why?
Well, I think there's a new approach to public order policing in the city centre. There are more guards on the street. There still aren't enough, but there are more. There's high visibility foot patrols in areas with high rates of antisocial behaviour. And there's also what's known as standing stops. So where a guard waits on a street corner or in an area with high rates of antisocial behaviour and effectively acts as a lookout and as a deterrent for 20 minutes. And measures like that have been really effective. And that's the feedback from our group. We are seeing the benefit of that.
September last year, American football player Skylar Thompson was attacked and robbed on Dame Street. August last year, English tourist Anthony Herron seriously assaulted in Temple Bar Square and died later from his injuries in England. And now this latest attack, despite what you were saying there about it getting better, what impact do attacks like that have on the area?
Well, I think it's very upsetting when you hear of attacks of those natures. Like, these are individuals whose lives are effectively ruined, very often life-changing injuries. So I think, first of all, you have to think about those individuals. As I said, things have improved. Like, our message isn't that the situation is resolved. It's not. The city centre is a complex, challenging place to live, to work, to run a business. I think it's important to, I guess, acknowledge the progress over the last while, but we just can't be complacent. Like, we're really calling for more resourcing in the city centre.
When you say more resourcing, what do you mean?
More guards. More. It's as simple as that. More guards on the street. Certainly in places like Temple Bar, such a busy part of the city centre, such an important part of our tourist offering. Every time you turn a street corner in Temple Bar, you do need to see a guard. It's that important and it's that simple. I don't think a policing solution alone is going to solve this problem. And there is a role for Dublin City Council in relation to urban planning and design. Our group have been working very closely and collaboratively with Dublin City Council, and we're hoping to make progress on a proposal around reimagining the lanes
in Temple Bar.
Well, the lanes in Temple Bar, you'll be aware that lanes right across the city centre have been shut down because of antisocial behaviour, and we don't want to see that happen to Temple Bar. We want to see the lanes brought back to life. Little things like improved lighting, CCTV, planting, greenery, street art, a programme of social and cultural events, pull people into the lanes, because where you've people, you've natural surveillance, and where you've natural surveillance, you have a deterrence to antisocial behaviour.
Stephen, thanks for coming into us. Stephen Kennedy is chair of the Aston Quay and Temple Bar Business and Residence Alliance and owner of Copper and Straw. It's coming up to 17 minutes past 7.